Joining me today is Bill Liefert, one of the co-authors of the Amber Waves article, Former Soviet Union Region to Play Larger Role in Meeting World Wheat Needs. Bill, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Your article focuses on the world wheat situation over the next 10 years. It seems that there could be some significant changes for wheat production and trade ahead. Can you tell us what might occur over the next decade?
Over the past 10 years, the main countries of the former Soviet Union, specifically Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, have collectively become a large grain exporting region, and in particular, a large exporter of wheat. During the first decade of the 2000s, this region exported about 22 million metric tons of wheat a year, which was about a fifth of the total amount of wheat put on the world market during that decade. Whilst during the 1990s, the region exported only about 6 million tons of wheat a year. Since World War II, the United States has been the world's biggest wheat exporter, but these former Soviet Union countries, or what we call the FSU countries, are now together surpassing the United States as the largest provider of wheat to the world.
So what are the main reasons why the FSU countries, Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, have become such major players on the world wheat market?
There are two main reasons why the FSU countries have become large grain exporters. And the first reason requires some background information. During the last two decades of its existence, the Soviet Union was not a grain exporter, but was rather a large grain importer. And the reason is that in order to provide more meat and dairy products to its people, the government expanded the livestock sector. But the country couldn't produce enough feed grain for the growing livestock herds, so it had to import grain. However, livestock production in the former Soviet Union was very costly, so that when the Soviet Union dissolved and the newly independent states established market-oriented economies in the 1990s, the livestock sector in all these countries contracted by about half. These countries restructured their agricultural production and trade to be more consistent with their competitive advantages in the world economy, such that meat and other livestock production dropped, grain imports ended because they were no longer needed, and meat imports increased. So the first reason for the growth in FSU wheat and other grain exports during the 2000s is that the restructuring of these countries' agricultural economies in the 1990s, and especially the severe downsizing of the livestock sector, not only ended the need for grain imports, but even freed up domestic grain production for export. The second reason for the growth in grain exports during the 2000s is that grain production has increased substantially, providing more output for export. During the 2000s, wheat production by Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan increased by about 30% compared to the previous decade. And the main reason for the production rise was growth in yields. And this growth yield was driven largely by the development of new and big vertically integrated enterprises. These enterprises have increased yields and overall productivity by bringing investment, superior technology, and better management practices into the entire agri-food system. And these big firms are particularly interested in grain production because of the opportunities for profitable export.
So you're saying that this FSU region will become the world's top wheat exporter. And that's a role that traditionally the United States has held. So what's happening to U.S. production and trade?
Well, you're correct. One reason the FSU countries are overtaking the U.S. as wheat exports is that U.S. wheat production and exports are leveling off. But this isn't because U.S. agriculture performance is weakening. Rather, it's that U.S. producers are shifting their acreage from wheat to other crops, particularly corn and soybeans. And this is because the U.S. simply has greater competitive advantages on the world markets in those crops compared to wheat. These competitive advantages come mainly from new developments in biotechnology. For example, new varieties of corn and soybeans have expanded U.S. production to areas farther west and further north that have drier conditions and shorter growing seasons than traditional growing areas.
Is ethanol playing a role in this
yes,
as well?
Yes, that also is playing some role as well, because obviously ethanol is increasing demand within the U.S. for corn, And so that is playing a contributing role as well.
So USDA's agricultural projections to 2019 indicate that wheat production in the FSU countries, that is Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, could increase 50% over the next decade. But the future is never certain. So what might happen to change the forecast for this region?
Yes, some uncertainty exists as to the degree to which these former Soviet Union countries will increase their wheat exports. One point is that all these countries still have relatively weak infrastructure, both physical and institutional, for storing, transporting, and exporting grain. So improvements will have to be made in that area. Also, as I mentioned before, during the transition period, the livestock sectors in these countries contracted substantially. And the governments of these countries now want to reverse that contraction, and they're taking policy action to do that. For example, they're increasing budget subsidies to the livestock sector. Russia has also imposed some very restrictive tariff rate quotas on the import of meat. So if those policies succeed in expanding the livestock sector, thereby increasing domestic demand for feed grain, less of that output will be available for export. However, we think that these qualifying points will not prevent the continued rise in the region's wheat exports. We think that they will mitigate, but not reverse, the growing importance of these three countries as providers of wheat to the world.
Well, Bill, this has been very interesting. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to learn more about wheat production in the former Soviet Union, you can go to the June issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/AmberWaves. This is Kathy Lipton. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast from the Economic Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.